Donald Trump will set foot inside a courthouse in New York today and become the first former US president to stand trial in a criminal case. He is accused of falsifying his business records to disguise a so-called hush money payment made to Stormy Daniels, a former adult film actor, shortly before the 2016 election. 77-year-old Mr. Trump, who has pleaded not guilty, faces up to 4 years in prison if he's convicted. He could also avoid jail and be fined instead. Let's talk to Eric Hamm, political analyst with CTV News in Washington, D.C. And Eric, this is absolutely unprecedented, isn't it?
Oh, it is. I mean, to see a former U.S. president, but also the leading presidential contender for one of the major political parties, who is about to stand trial for a criminal case that could potentially see him in prison. This is something that the United States has never seen take place before. And it's also, I think, something that will certainly upend the U.S. political system, given the fact that you've got Donald Trump, who is not only facing a criminal trial in Manhattan, but also could potentially be the next president of the United States.
Will he give evidence?
Well, he has said, of course, that he would be willing to testify. But of course, we know that's something that Donald Trump has said repeatedly before in many of his other civil cases, but has never actually testified. And so I think it's doubtful that he will do so here.
How will it affect the practicalities of his campaign to be president? Because the trial is expected to last up to 2 months.
It is, and it's going to be very difficult because this is a criminal trials, which means that Donald Trump is expected to be in that courtroom every day that court is in session. Now, court is going to be in session at least 4 days a week. And this is, I think, a very pivotal time for this trial to begin because, as we see in many of the polls right now, Joe Biden is actually closing the gap with Donald Trump in the polls, but more importantly, he's also doing so in many of these key battleground states. So this is going to take Donald Trump off of the campaign trail, but more importantly, where Donald Trump has been struggling to actually be able to raise money, and he's been very adept at being able to use free media to bolster his candidacy, this simply is not a good look, given the fact that he is going to be dealing with a criminal case against him every single day. And now that he is moving from the primary to the general election, you need to expand the base, move to the center. And many of those center-focused voters, they could actually see this as a turnoff. So Donald Trump is going to need to find a way to be able to get back into this race and be able to create some distance between himself and Joe Biden.
But is there a gagging order on him as well, Eric, in that he won't be able to comment on the trial on his social media platforms?
There is a gag order, but the gag order only stipulates that he cannot attack people who are affiliated with the case, meaning he cannot go after the jurors, he can't go after the prosecutors or the witnesses as well. And of course, we know Donald Trump has used that to great effect in many of his other cases. I think it will be interesting to see how long Donald Trump actually adheres to this gag order, because we know Donald Trump is not one who is actually used to playing by the rules.
Are there questions over the strength of the prosecution's case against him?
Well, all we have to do is look at Donald Trump's former attorney and fixer, Michael Cohen, who actually did, in fact, go to prison and was found guilty of actually falsifying these same records that Donald Trump is actually now charged with. Now, where Michael Cohen was actually found guilty was at the federal level. Donald Trump was never charged at the federal level. He's being charged at the local level because this, in fact, happened in Manhattan. So we're looking at much of the same evidence. In fact, one of the reasons that this case was actually delayed is because the federal system that actually took Michael Cohen to court had yet to turn over a lot of that information to the defense and, of course, to the prosecution. So we're talking about a lot of the same evidence. Very damning. But again, we're talking about 34 Class E felonies. And in New York, felonies are actually rated on the alphabet scale, meaning A is your worst felonies, which will most certainly see you go to prison. E is the lowest class of felonies, which means this would be a minor level felony for Donald Trump if convicted. And because he has never been convicted of a felony before, it's unlikely he would actually see any jail time if, in fact, he's convicted.
All right, Eric, thanks for staying up to talk to us. Eric Hamm, political analyst with CTV News in Washington, D.C.